UK government will supposedly crack down on biological males in women's sports. By Peter Cattell on January 16, 2023. Britain's conservative, Tory, government is preparing to crack down on transgender males competing in women's sports, a report has claimed. Culture Secretary Michelle Donnellan is supposedly preparing to crack down on the inclusion of biological males competing in women's sports, The Telegraph has reported. How effective such a crackdown remains to be seen, however. With the Tories historically doing very little to challenge transgenderism, even when it actively endangers the welfare of biological women, and even actively helping to advance gender ideology by, for example, planning to include gender identity in a forthcoming law banning so-called conversion therapy. Donnellan has invited senior executives from sporting bodies across the United Kingdom to a meeting, during which she will allegedly pressure them into dropping the inclusion of trans women in women's competitive sporting events. Sources claim that the Tory official wants to take a common-sense approach to the issue, and that basic biology must be taken into account to preserve the key value of sporting competition, performing on a level playing field. As a result, the Culture Secretary will reportedly warn sporting officials that women's categories must be reserved for people born of the female sex. But whether she will actually do anything if they ignore her is far from clear. While the supposed crackdown will likely be met with relief from many in women's sports, should it actually occur, there are significant reasons to believe that real action may not be taken. Despite bearing the moniker Conservative, the Conservative Party has an abysmal track record when it comes to social conservatism, frequently failing to step in when gender ideology actively endangers the welfare of biological women. For instance, the British government has taken little noticeable action against the National Health Service, NHS, and NHS trusts for hardline adherence to trans ideology, despite the fact that it resulted in at least one hospital allegedly covering up the rape committed by a transgender patient in a notionally single-sex ward. Officials reportedly told police that a rape could not have happened as there was no male present at the scene, and language within the Sexual Offences Act of 2003 can be interpreted as saying that, technically speaking, only a man can carry out a rape. The government has also reportedly U-turned on its decision not to include transgenderism within an upcoming ban on gay conversion therapy, with a report on Sunday indicating that the Tories will now aim to make it illegal to try and change someone's gender identity. Such a U-turn was reportedly sparked by widespread support for transgenderism within the House of Commons, with many even within the Conservative Party reportedly supporting the pro-transgenderism amendment, despite previous concerns that it could make it a crime for parents and health professionals, among others, to do anything other than affirm the gender identity of children who think they are trans. Within its own ranks, the party enthusiastically praised one of his own Conservative MPs after they came out as no longer wanting to identify as a man. Jamie Wallace announced a new gender identity after being brought before the courts for fleeing a car crash in high heels and a black leather miniskirt, citing trauma from being raped in the past. Sharing this very intimate story would have taken an immense amount of courage, then Prime Minister Boris Johnson wrote online in the aftermath of the revelation. Thank you, Jamie Wallace, for your bravery, which will undoubtedly support others. The Conservative Party I lead will always give you, and everyone else, the love and support you need to be yourself, the then Prime Minister went on to say. Wallace's driver's license was torn up by a British court over the incident. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.